This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show, once again, is brought to you by Steve Hurley. And Steve is a reverse mortgage specialist, and he'll be glad to help you, and we are glad to talk about this for Steve. So, Kurt, how are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And you know what? I love helping people, and the more we do these shows, and we find out that people have been pretty misinformed on reverse mortgages.
Yeah, there's some myths and some misconceptions of how they work. One of the biggest ones that most people hear is, well, I don't own my house, and I can't leave the equity to my kids, and both of those are they're incorrect.
Sure.
Both of them are. The house never leaves your estate, and whatever you wherever you want your estate to go, that's who gets it. So it goes to anywhere. You can give it to the church. You can give it to anybody you want. Give it to your family, so you don't lose it. Those are just some things that came up.
Right. You know, our last show, we covered a lot of great topics on this, or points, I should say. And as a continuation of that, let's talk about that line of credit scenario.
I think the line of credit is one of the areas where many people don't understand the power of the equity that they have in their home. If in the last show, we talked about a house that's worth $500,000 and you owe $200,000, but you can get a $300,000 reverse mortgage. So you take the $200,000, pay it off, you got $100,000 available. And most people would say, well, go ahead and use it or do home improvement to it. Well, there's some other advantages to that. If you understand a reverse, that $100,000 line of credit is going to pay you 0.5% above whatever your rate is. So you have a reverse mortgage, let's say it's 3.5%. You're going to make 4% on that money. So on $100,000 in a 12-month period of time, you're going to make $4,000. In 2 years, you're going to make just over $8,000. Mm-hmm. In 5 years, you're going to make over $21,000. So, and again, like I said on the last show, you go from $100,000 to $121,000. Now, all of a sudden, you need some long-term health care that can be taken care of in the house so you don't have to move. Okay? And that long-term health care may cost you to have somebody come in $4,000 a month. Well, you're making $4,000 a year on that. So that's able to help you pay for some of that.
Right.
Because of the interest being paid, it subsidizes it for you. And it allows you to have that long-term health care for a longer period of time. Now, let's look at it from another example. Just because you're in a reverse doesn't mean you're done. Doesn't mean you're at the finish line.
Sure.
Because a reverse, like we all know, you must be 62. Well, 62 is like the old 35 and 40.
Man, no kidding.
I mean, you know, people are living to 90, 95 years old. So if you have a reverse, you've got a lot of years left. So let's say you're able to take out the equity of the home and you have that $100,000. What if you use that to buy an investment property? And then that investment property cash flowed at $500 a month. So that's going to pay you $6,000. And every month that's going to go on. And that lasts for, let's say, 10 or 15 years. And then you've paid it off. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to receive an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month from the cash flow, passive income, and you got it all because of reverse. You don't have to make your payments on your mortgage. You can, but you still got, you've taken the equity out and turned it into something positive to give you more cash flow. Again, kicking the can down the road on your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that on the last show. I mean, you brought up a great point. If I'm not making a mortgage payment, I don't have to take my Social Security. I have free money that gets me to farther down the line to when
sure.
I'm closer to 70. So there's a lot of reasons that having that line of credit there and understanding how it can work for you, it could actually grow to be more money.
Right. And, you know, I know recently one of our only financial planner that we use here on our show,
David,
sat down with you. And so financial planners are even understanding that for a lot of people, this is a great deal. Because he just told me the other day, he said, the people that you help, They were thrilled because you saved them a lot of money.
We lowered their payment over $2,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it helped them quite a bit. And from a financials viewpoint, it's actually they're starting to see that there's a benefit to it because besides your mandatory distribution mm-hmm. that you used to have to take out of 70 has now been moved to 72. Okay, that's just an indication of everything going farther down the road because we're all living older. So if you have a reverse, let's say you get a mortgage at 65, 60, a reverse at 65, 66, and you have $100,000, well, you can use that instead of touching any of your 401k or IRA. You can, again, we go back, so you can kick that down the road. So you're not touching that money, so you have more of it for more years down the road, and you did it with your home.
Right.
Now, with current values the way they have been, we have customers that did a reverse at 63 about 7 years ago and have come back at the age of 70 and done it again. Mm-hmm. So don't think a reverse takes away all your equity because the equity has moved so much on these homes that people are able to do it again and still have cash to pull out. Again, they're moving their retirement, their pensions, their Social Security farther down so they have access. And I think that's one of the reasons because you can make more money there, in a like a Roth.
Right.
It's tax-free, and just use the equity you've built in your home.
And if you'd like to know more, feel free to call Steve anytime. Steve Hurley, 303-885-0254. And once again, he'll be glad to sit down with you. And, Steve always brings this up, Kurt, when I'm talking with him, and that is, hey, bring your financial planner, bring your attorney, bring your family, bring whoever is involved in this because, there are no hidden secrets about anything. This is, it's either good for you or it isn't.
Yeah, it's and you bring up a very good point. One of the most protected loans that's out there, and I've been in the industry 20 years, is a reverse. You cannot pull a credit report on a reverse mortgage company or a customer. You can't get them to sign documents until they've been to counseling. They have to be counseled by a government individual that they explain everything about a reverse and how it works. So if the mortgage broker is explaining a reverse to you, that individual that works for the government is going to make sure that they explained it right.
Right.
And if not, they're going to kind of say you can't say that stuff anymore.
Sure.
It's like, many people say you can't say to a customer, your mortgage payment goes away. Well, part of that's true. Your mortgage payment does go away, but you still got to pay your taxes, your homeowners, right. Your HOA, and upkeep to the house.
Sure.
Those don't go away.
Right.
The government still wants their tax money.
Right.
So they're going to be there. So, yeah, it's one of those that is protected, and everybody's going to check along the line that you've been informed correctly and you've not been misled.
Mm-hmm. And, you may be listening and say, hey, I don't have a need for funds right now. My circumstances are good, but we all know sometimes needs change, circumstances change very quickly. It's never too early to give Steve a call, sit down with him, learn all that you want about this, so when you are ready, you know what's going on, and you've already got a great guy like Steve to help you.
And I think that's a great point. If you get into a reverse now and you say, well, I really don't need it, but I want to be able to access the equity. Okay, home values have gone up drastically. So you have more equity now that you may be able to access. And once you access that equity, you don't have to spend it. So if you keep it and it goes from $100,000 to $121,000 in 5 years, then all of a sudden you need to start having some long-term health care. So where are you going to take it out of? You're not going to take it out of your 401k. You don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it out of your reverse. That can, again, give you more time before you start touching your retirement money because you let it sit there and it grew at 4.5%, and it's increased. So it can subsidize some of that expense that was unforeseen because you left it alone and made money on it.
Right. Now, what are some ways, and we've discussed this before, we just want to make sure we always get new listeners. What are some ways that you may or want to wait and use that money later?
You never know what's coming, and I mentioned this earlier. You may want to use that money for long-term health care. You may want to use that money. I have a client that is thinking about using that money to let one of their grandchildren go to college. They've looked at their portfolio. They have enough money in their retirement plans. They have this cash sitting there. They're going to help subsidize one of their grandchildren to go to college. Those are things that it's hard to put a price tag on for because that lasts for life.
Sure.
That benefits that child when you're not there. So there's a lot of different things you can use the money for. And with the values, and I keep coming back to that, these values are not going to continue to increase it where they are. They're going to come level. So the opportunity to be able to access that. Let's say, again, I'll come back to the $300,000. Let's say you continue to make payments on your loan at $200,000. Your equity still increased, and the $100,000 is still making you money. You're not losing anything. So a reverse gives you opportunity that everybody thinks when you get a reverse, you got to quit making payments. No, you don't. Continue to make the payments because the rate, let's say, is 3.5. Still small payment, and you still have the line of credit. And if you decide to miss one, it's okay. So there's a lot of benefit to being able to look at being able to access that money.
Right. Now, what happens if the home stops appreciating? How does that affect a reverse mortgage?
That's a subject that many seniors think about because we all remember 2008. In 2008, if you had a reverse mortgage, it did not affect you. When home values dropped 35 to 45%, it did not affect you. You still didn't have to make the money. If you had $100,000 in equity, it was still going to pay you a half a point above what your mortgage was. So it no matter if the market stops or decreases, the reverse mortgage loses nothing in that respect. The advantage is you get to keep the house and you get to get past it to the other side. The advantage is that you have that money in case you need it. So there's a lot of advantages to it. If you wait, let's say the housing market's been raising at 9-10% for many years. Now it's settled down to around 4. Well, eventually it's going to stop. I mean, we're seniors. We've seen it happen more than once. It'll run for a while, then it'll quit. So if you have the opportunity, get the line now so when it quits, you still have the line. It doesn't hurt you. It gives you opportunities that we talked about earlier. So that's why with the market where it's at now, within the next year, I would recommend at least researching what a reverse mortgage could do for you and give you some money that you may be able to use if times get even tougher.
Right. Well, Kurt, great information. Once again, highly encourage you to call Steve. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. Give him a call, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254.
We are Affordable Interest Mortgage, a division of AI, Inc. Our NMLS number is 298191, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by DORA, and we are an equal credit lender.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Real quick, before we get to a segment that we did earlier with David Cishan, our financial educator and our financial expert, I want to tell you about a seminar they're going to be doing called Rejuvenate Your Retirement, and this is going to be sponsored by Arapahoe Community College. And a couple of dates that can possibly work for you. So on Thursdays, they will be doing morning sessions. And this will start Thursday, January the 23rd. And that will be at 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And then again, the second half of the course would be January the 30th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So that's Thursdays, January 23rd and 30th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. If the afternoons fit you better, David's going to be doing the same seminar, Rejuvenate Your Retirement, on Tuesdays, and that will be January 28th and February the 4th. And those sessions will be from 1 to 3 p.m. So I hope you can join. For more information, you can give them a call at Arapahoe Community College, 303-797-5722. Again, that number, 303-797-5722. The physical address is 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. It is $35 for the registration. With that, though, you can attend with a spouse, partner, or guest. You'll get a nice take-home course book. And then, of course, optional one-on-one consultation with David Cishan as well. But again, Rejuvenate Your Retirement. Now, we're going to go to a segment right here that David did recently with us called Building Your Financial House. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And there on both of those lists, you will find great companies to do business with. Our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Today, glad to have back in studio David Cishan with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number, 720-482-1917. Mr. Cishan, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks always, for having
always,
us back.
Always great to see you. You know, recently we did a show on longevity risk, and we didn't get time to really go into several of those risk factors. I mean, I think people wonder, like, well, what are my risks? You know, what do I need to be looking at? What is considered a risk in this whole retirement planning? So enlighten us there a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, the number one risk is longevity risk. For most of us, we don't know how long we're going to live. Therefore, we don't know how long our money should last. So that's a big concern. If we can somehow tackle the longevity risk, we're in real good shape, mm-hmm. All right? And we can talk about that, too, later. But longevity risk is the biggest one. Second biggest one is health risk. You know, we have 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 17-plus years here in the United States. What do you think that's going to do to health care?
Mm-hmm.
How do we pay for it? I mean, depending on the studies you read, they say, well, if you're retired, retirees need $250,000 each for health care. A lot of these people didn't make $250,000. Now you got to have it for health care.
Sure.
All right. So health care risk is an important consideration. Then there's things like sequence of returns. If you have monies invested, you know, in, stocks or bonds, you know that there's volatility involved. And for example, if you have $1 million in retirement and you want to draw 5% a year, $50,000, and you draw it first year, and then the second year, it's like 2008, and the market goes down by 50%, 40, 50%. Well, that million is now 500,000. You still need that 50 grand to live on.
Sure.
So now you're not taking out 5% of the million, now you're taking out 10% of the 500, which will drive that account value down even faster. So sequence of returns are important to understand, in that people that retired in 2008 or in 2002, and all of a sudden their assets shrunk, they have to adjust, because they just can't take out what they thought they could, or else that account value will go down even more rapid, especially if you have a couple of years in a row where the markets are off.
Mm-hmm.
That can be absolutely devastating.
Sure.
It's not, you could have the same kind of return, say 7% return over 20 years, but if the first 2 years are real bad negatives, even though you make up for it later, you're still going to run out of money much sooner than the next guy who's going to have the last few years as negative returns. So again, we have this withdrawal risk or sequence of returns concern we have to be aware of. And then we got tax risk. Now, I hear from our president that we got a big tax break. Some people have tax breaks, and they're going to be paying less, a little less in taxes. That's good. But where do you think our government long-term is going to get the money to pay off these billions and billions and billions of dollars of treasury bills that the Chinese and Japanese have purchased?
Right.
Where do you think we're going to get that money from? Raise our hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to come after us. I don't care what they say now. And, of course, this tax break supposedly goes away in 2025. But in any event, we have taxes. So if the taxes really increase, and if seniors are going to take the brunt of it, and in essence they will because there's such a big population of our country, they have less money to spend. So we got to worry about taxes. That's why I say zero is your hero. In our seminars that I do, I said, listen, as close as you can get to zero in income taxes, the better off you are. Now, not everybody can get down to zero.
Right.
But even decreasing the overall tax burden is a help, because you get to keep it. I mean, we got to pay our fair share. It's a great country, and we got to keep it going. But we don't have to be overly patriotic. There are rules. Just got to play by the rules. And then we have, as I always call, the silent embezzler, and that's inflation risk. And inflation risk over the short run is no big deal. But remember back in the 80s when you could get a CD for like 16, 17, 18%?
Right.
But the mortgages were 22%, right? So inflation is here. And over a period, over a long period of time, it just erodes what you need to have to buy the stuff we buy. And if we don't have something to help counter inflation on the income that we have, then our income is buying less and less each year. And like I say, over a year or two is not a big deal, but when you start looking out 5, 7, 10 years, a lot of us will live in retirement for 30 years. You know what inflation does at 3% over 30 years to $5,000 a monthly income? Huge numbers. Now you're in the mid-teens a month for income needs.
Right.
So we have to be aware of that. It's inflation risk. And, of course, then the last one is really investment risk. Many people that we see that come into the office that want a second opinion or want us to look over their scenario, they take a huge amount of risk with a lot of their money. I mean, they're not necessarily buying very risky investments. You know, they're buying mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that are decent and so forth. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing underneath it to help protect if this market falls apart. Somebody 70 years old that loses 40%, like in 2008, it's going to take a long time to come back, because he's got to fight his own fear. He should leave the money in and let it grow and come back, but the tendency is I got to protect what I got, get out of the way.
Sure.
And then by the time they do get back in, it's normally very late.
Right.
So investment risk. So those six risks are pretty important risks that we all face. And that's why I say a lot of these people that we have in our courses or classes, they have what they call a just-in-case retirement. Right. And what that means is they retired and they said, well, we're gonna buy that new boat instead of this old one that I got. And then let's upgrade this car. You know, we've had it for 20 years. Let's get a new one. And then let's take a couple extra trips. We can travel now. And then they retire, and after they start thinking about things, they say, well, you know, this boat's still okay. Let's not do that. Let's keep this boat just in case we need the money. And then that car, it's 20 years old, but God, it runs good, so let's not buy a new car. We'll keep this one just in case we need the money. And then we'll, instead of taking two trips, let's just take one just in case we need the money. And then what happens? They die. And guess what happens? The kids get the money, they buy the new car, they take the trips, and they get the new boat.
Sounds like a good deal to me if you're the kid. Winner. Again, David C. Sean is with us. Now, you mentioned that kind of the second opinion. Boy, not going to be long. We're all going to be saying Happy New Year. I mean, the year's winding down very, very quickly, and it's hard to believe that, actually. Maybe is a better way to ask this, some advantages for someone to call you to kind of come in and get that financial checkup here before the end of the year, because there may be something in, like, some of these things you've talked about, taxes, whatever, that could be a benefit that could help somebody save some money this year even?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always the opportunity to have to come in. And I think most people are apprehensive when they hear people on the radio or in other venues saying, come on in for a free whatever, because they're waiting for the shoe to drop.
Right.
All right, and so they're hesitant. But we're a fiduciary, okay? And by law, we have to treat the clients in their best interest all the time. So when they come in and they want a second opinion, they will get a second opinion. And it'll be on all five areas of financial planning, because as a fiduciary, I can't answer your question on whether this mutual fund is good or not till I understand your whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm required to do. And that's what I do. And if people aren't willing to give me the whole picture, then I can't really answer or give them an opinion or a free evaluation. But if they come in and we go through these five areas, I can come back with suggestions or opportunities for them to look at. And it doesn't have to be through us to implement them. Right? And people hear that and they say, oh, no, something's got to be there. Well, there isn't.
Sure.
You know, I just feel that education is a great equalizer. The more people know about their concerns and what options they have, the better off they are going to be, whether they're working with us or someone down the street.
Mm-hmm. And again, medically, most of us are not shy about going to get a second opinion if we get some kind of report.
Right.
And so, I mean, I always tell people this. I mean, first of all, it's a free consultation, and one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to be told, hey, you're on a good road, you've done a good job, or there may be some tweaking there that's going to get them on a better road.
Yeah.
And both of those are pretty positive outcomes for nothing.
Yeah, and they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, David, thanks so much, sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
720-482-1917 for that free consultation. Just mentioned you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, they went to Householder Group, and that website is cichonfinancialservices.com, C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. And we want to thank David C. Sean. And once again, your chance to attend Rejuvenate Your Retirement with David C. Sean, sponsored by Arapahoe Community College. Once again, Thursdays are the date for the morning sessions. That's January 23rd, January 30th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. And then on Tuesdays, if you like the afternoons, you can do January 28th and February 4th. Those will be from 1 to 3 p.m. The physical address is 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. All you have to do is call 303-797-5722 to make your reservation. $35 to register, but you can bring a spouse, guest, or partner. You will get a nice take-home course workbook as well. So once again, call 303-797-5722 for Rejuvenate Your Retirement with David C. Sean. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Dr. Shane Stedman from Integrated Health Systems. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their phone number, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, happy Monday, sir.
Happy Monday,
if there is such one. Hey, the Broncos didn't lose, so, you know. man, couple of decent games there, but wow. It's going to be a pretty good Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, I got to see like 5 minutes of one of the games at the airport on my way home.
So. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Were you doing some more educational things for other docs?
Yeah, actually, I was doing a weekend lecture on teaching doctors how to work with thyroid patients and how to read blood work and all the signs and symptoms related to it.
Wow. Well, good. Well, tell you what, we're going to stick with that topic today. And we talk about thyroid quite a bit, but I'm telling you, it is a huge area that affects a lot of our health. And, you know, one thing I was thinking about maybe discussing today, because we've been talking with you and Jess about, you know, fasting, intermittent fasting, and then with you, a little bit more of the thyroid issue. So I thought we'd kind of mix the two and kind of ask you this. How does it affect the thyroid maybe when someone does do a fast or an intermittent fasting?
Oh, that's a good question. Man, you do a good job pulling these questions out sometimes. yeah, you make me think for a second. So when you do intermittent fasting, one of the benefits of intermittent fasting can be reducing inflammation. And so when we do talk about thyroid function, you know, and actually this was one of the things I was pressing a lot over the weekend to the doctors that I was teaching is that, you know, when you look at the thyroid, very often it's actually not the thyroid itself that's offline. It's usually the conversion of hormones or the production of certain hormones that actually is the biggest issue why people have thyroid symptoms. Or actually 90% of thyroid issues in the United States are actually related to autoimmune. So if we talk about like how does like doing intermittent fasting help with thyroid, it can really be along the lines of reducing that inflammation. Because if you do get the inflammation under control, then you're able to convert these thyroid hormones over and you're able to support the immune system so it's not so flared up or fired up mm-hmm. that it then attacks the thyroid. So anytime you're dealing with some of these thyroid issues, honest to goodness, most of the thyroid issues in the United States are usually due to inflammation or an overactive immune system.
Oh, gotcha. Now, one thing I was reading about this, it did say that thyroid hormones drop when intermittent fasting. Is that true?
That the hormones go down
yeah.
with intermittent fasting?
Right.
Ooh, I've not seen that clinically
okay.
in lab work.
All right. That's why you can't believe everything you Google.
Yeah, I was trying to think how that would work.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, yeah. the thing I was reading, it said it causes a drop in thyroid hormones, T3, and an increase in reverse T3 or RT3, if that
okay,
means
anything. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Okay, the statement I read said thyroid hormones drop when intermittent fasting. It causes a drop in thyroid hormone T3 and an increase in reverse T3. And then it has in parentheses RT3.
Yeah. So the only mechanism that you're probably looking at is this, and this actually was probably, I'm sure you and Jess have talked about this, that intermittent fasting is not for everyone.
Sure.
You know, that it's definitely become a fad. It's a really good way for a lot of people to improve their health. But I say fad because people are like, ooh, I'm going to try that. Ooh, I'm going to try that. But the thing is like, it's not meant for everybody. So there are going to be certain people that when they do intermittent fasting, if their blood sugar is too low or they're not getting enough nutrition, then it does create a stress. And when you do create stress in the body, and this is what we do see with most everybody, stress in the body will decrease thyroid hormones and it will actually increase reverse T3.
Yeah.
So for everybody who's like, what is reverse T3? So T3 is the main hormone, the main thyroid hormone in your body that increases metabolism and energy and growth of hair and nail and skin. It helps with mood and anxiety and sleep and all the above. So we need T3. However, under stress and under inflammation, your body will actually create a different T3, and they call it reverse, which is inactive and doesn't do anything for you. So going back to my earlier statement, stress and inflammation can actually cause thyroid issues because you're gonna cause a different type of conversion of T3. And so if somebody does have too low of blood sugar, and then they go into an intermittent fasting, and they're really really throwing their body into a stress response,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's definitely going to alter your thyroid function.
And so really, I mean, you always see it with commercials before you start any kind of exercise or dieting to see a doctor. But, I mean, I'm not talking about your primary health care. I'm talking about someone like you that's really going to look at these different things because, while, like you say, intermittent fasting or fasting could be great for me, it may not be for you. I mean, and that's, boy, you might be putting your health at risk by thinking you're doing something better for yourself.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And this is, you know, this is what we're always trying to press when we're, you know, through our marketing, our Facebook, our blogs, our articles, our radio shows, TV shows, podcasts, you know, we're always trying to tell people like, hey, this is the importance of, I think, seeing a practitioner that knows these things. Because, I mean, just in the office, you have 10 patients and there might be, a couple patients that are they do amazing on the ketogenic diet. There's another patient that will do amazing on intermittent fasting. Another patient does amazing by eating every hour. You know, another patient does amazing with proteins. Another one does amazing with vegetables. I mean, everybody, we all have our different unique genetic makeups and our own identity. You know, mm-hmm. So trying to figure out what works best for that patient is great. I actually had this conversation with a consult today that she was working with a naturopath, and the naturopath told her to eat every 4 hours, and she said she was just feeling horrible. So she was eating about every hour and a half to two, and she felt a lot better and actually lost some weight. You know, so it's very individualized.
Sure. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. The website, integratedhealthdenver.com. But Dr. Steadman is kind enough to give our listeners a free consultation. So once again, hey, if you've already seen what you're doing after your New Year's resolutions isn't working, or you're just not feeling the best that you feel like you can, give them a call, 303-781-5617. Now, what is really the benefit more between just maybe regular? Is this stuff that will help our thyroid a little bit with fasting, or does that have nothing to do with maybe getting your thyroid healthier?
I think it can. You know, again, I think from the standpoint that, you know, if you're probably eating poorly or overeating, you know, then some of those things, you know, that they could be detrimental to thyroid function because, again, it's going to create inflammation. So I think there's some cases in which, yeah, if you're doing like an intermittent fasting, which some of the biggest goals when you look at intermittent fasting is to work on reducing inflammation, you know, there's a bunch of other terms back in the day where they're like low calorie nutrition diets or, I forget the other ones, but there's actually been kind of different terminologies over the years.
Right.
And what they do is when you go into like these fasting states, it releases certain proteins, and these proteins become anti-inflammatory, or they stimulate your whole anti-inflammatory system. So, you know, heck yeah, if you're inflamed and your immune system is mad and your thyroid's all over the place, you know, changing up your diet, eating healthy, and doing an intermittent fasting could be a really, really cool thing for thyroid function.
Right. So would a proper way to say this, can thyroid conditions be reversed? And I know we don't like to, you know, get around the word cured, but can we reverse some things with thyroid with just good treatment?
With good, like with intermittent fasting, or just
care? Just good treatment under your care. Yeah,
you can do some really amazing work. I mean, I've been doing thyroid work for, trying to think now, maybe like 13 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, probably longer than that because I've been lecturing on the thyroid since, I don't know, maybe about 2000, about 13 years. And I've been lecturing on the thyroid around the country for the past 10, 12 years.
Right.
You know, and so I think, you know, I see this all the time. You know, we've seen some great, great things over the years where, you know, I've seen people, you know, be able to do well and their primary doc have decreased their meds. I've seen it where their primary doc said, oh, you don't need your meds. You know, I've seen people be able to lose the weight and get their Hashimoto's under control. You know, so I've seen the gamut over the years. I mean, we've been doing thyroid for so long now, and I've been mentioned in books. And so every time you get mentioned in a book, then your office gets flooded, which is sure. A really nice thing. Cause I mean, as far as having the experience of thyroid, I mean, definitely there's been, you know, thousands of people that we've worked with, and yeah, actually you can definitely manage it really well. And I think there's a lot of hope for people that are struggling with thyroid issues.
Right. Now the main hormones, I believe I'm right in this, is TSH, T3, and T4. Is that correct?
Those are the main ones that definitely get talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. There's actually seven. So even like when you run blood work, there's actually seven thyroid markers that you look at. Which is way more than what most docs look at. But your main ones are TSH, which is thyroid-stimulating hormone. That stimulates the gland. And then the gland produces T4. And then your body takes the T4 and it converts it into T3. And that's the end of the story.
Gotcha. Have you ever had someone walk in where a primary care doc did all seven markers?
No.
Yeah.
I wish I could say yes, but
sure.
No.
And I think that's why you are so good at what you do, because, I mean, that's all you do. And I'm just telling folks, if you haven't been feeling well and you feel like you may have a thyroid condition, or maybe if you don't feel like, come in and get it checked, because you're either going to get peace of mind or Dr. Steadman's going to be able to help you. And that's really the start of everything right there, is just your blood work. And we always say that, but that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, It's always funny when we do these radio shows because I swear I've had patients that day that matched the show. But I was actually doing a thyroid consult this morning, and as she, so I told her, we're kind of going through everything, and I was like, I think blood work is the best place to start, because so she ended up finding out that she had an autoimmune thyroid condition, and so I was telling her that in order to figure this out, we got to find out what's driving the autoimmune, what's causing the autoimmune. And so blood work is such a great place to start. And I always tell patients, it's like, we have this ability to plug in our car at the mechanic, and the computer codes tell you what's wrong with your car. And I think blood work is the closest that we have to, plugging your body into a computer system to figure out what's going on with it.
Right. Tell you what, we got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about thyroid with Dr. Stedman. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Get relief from flesh and back. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems. IntegratedHealthDenver.com. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. And once again, folks, if you're getting into the weight loss thing, want to get into dieting, whatever, hope you'll give them a call. Again, Jess Sorsey, who's with us quite a bit as well as our metabolic coordinator, she can help you along with Dr. Stedman to really make 2020 a good year for you and healthier. Now's the time to start, but you got to make the call, 303-781-5617. So, Stedman, I was looking up to see about some different exercises, different like things like that, and still talking about the thyroid, and so see what you think about this. First of all, it said, and this kind of shocked me, it said depression often accompanies hypothyroidism. True?
True.
Wow.
Yeah, and the reason why, so, we're kind of mentioning to people about T3. So T3, the thyroid hormone of T3, it goes into every cell in the body, literally every cell in the body. But when it gets into brain chemistry, it has a great impact on serotonin and dopamine. So it's actually very, very common to see depression as one of the symptoms of low thyroid.
Wow. Then this article I was reading, it said, but the good news is that aerobic exercises such as biking, walking, elliptical training, and swimming can help elevate metabolism, improve energy, and may help relieve depression.
Absolutely, because when you stimulate the brain, that's kind of where we get into the neurology aspect of these things too. But when you stimulate the brain, the term's called like afferentation. When you afferentate or activate the brain, then you fire it up and you turn those neurons on, and it starts to actually release dopamine and stimulate those dopamine and serotonin pathways. So you feel better that way. And this is why like people feel better after they work out, or they feel better after going to somebody's house and laughing and community and, you know, fellowship and stuff like that, because it makes you feel great. You get those dopamine surges. So if your thyroid is not working, then it's hard to push the dopamine properly, you know, so you can compensate by exercise, or we can also just work on getting your thyroid better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so really when we talk about this thyroid conditions, I mean, we're talking about pretty much all fall under autoimmune related conditions, right? And that's at Hashimoto's that you deal with as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Especially where the research shows that about 90% of the thyroid issues are Hashimoto's related.
Wow. And again, most of these go undiagnosed really because most doctors, like we talked about, and we're not trying to cut down your primary care doc, but most doctors do not run the correct blood work to check for an autoimmune hypothyroid, plain and simple.
Correct. Yeah. You know, and the nice thing is over the years, you're definitely seeing more and more of it, mm-hmm. which is really amazing. When I first started working with thyroid and lecturing, to find a doc was tough, and most patients said they would ask their primary care to run it and that they wouldn't do it. You know, but you are seeing more and more now that doctors are running it. The kind of the struggle is that people have probably seen this, is that even though you're diagnosed with the autoimmune condition, it doesn't really change the treatment plan. So you're still using, you know, your Synthroid, levothyroxine, Armour, you know, you're still doing your medications, because there's really kind of not a clear like plan of attack, you know, in the traditional medical world. There's some things they can do to help with symptoms, but it's still kind of the same. And that's what a lot of the docs even told me, you know, and there's a lot of docs and MDs, traditional docs, that come to these seminars. And I had one this last weekend and where I was lecturing, and, you know, he's like, yeah, we don't have anything else. He goes, that's why I'm here at the seminar.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number 303-781-5617. So before anyone gets into fasting totally or intermittent fasting, I mean, they really should get in to see you just to make sure it's the right thing for them to do and make sure all their levels are good to get that baseline, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to do intermittent fasting or keto or any of these kind of things, it's good to get an idea of what's going on with your metabolic system, your blood sugar, and make sure you're doing it the right way. You know, there's a wrong way and right way to do some of these things. And I know that's what, you know, Jess is really mm-hmm. well-versed in, and that's where her expertise definitely comes into play.
Sure. Now, with just real quick in our last couple of minutes here, for fasting, I mean, what is a healthy way to, I mean, should people go, you know, 3 days, I mean, 5 days, 7 days, I mean, what's the longest fast without eating anyone should ever even attempt?
You can actually go quite a long time, which is really fascinating. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, what I've seen in kind of the functional medicine world is usually like a 3 to 5 day fast, you know, okay. kind of what some people do.
And just drinking water. Again, I think, just drinking water?
Yeah, sometimes they'll do water fast. You'll hear like water fast, juice fast. You know, there's different kinds of fasting out there.
Okay.
I always get a little bit nervous of those because I think sometimes people's blood sugar can get a little too low, you know, and you don't want to mess up blood sugar levels too bad. Or if somebody's kind of diabetic, sometimes that'll make them crash. So I think even those, you got to be, you know, super careful. You know, but usually people that do those kind of things are, you know, like usually about 3 to 5 days. I've also seen some fast where you use like your lemon lime juice with maple syrup. I mean, some of these people have heard it. I've known people to do like, you know, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week fast. you know, which is a long time. But they're also maintaining their blood sugar with the maple syrup. So, yeah, there's so many things out there. It just gets overwhelming and confusing most often.
Right. So my suggestion to you, just from my side, is to get to Dr. Stedman's office, get with Jess, get with Dr. Stedman, get some blood work done if you haven't had any done in a while. Even if you have you had the right testing done? Let Dr. Stedman go through that with you. Then get with Jess, let her coach you through, and I promise you, that is going to be your best path to success, whether it's losing weight or just getting healthier. So, Dr. Stedman, hey, man. As always, we appreciate it very, very much, and I'll be in there to see you here probably before the end of the week myself.
All right. Sounds awesome. Well, have a great week.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. All right. That's Dr. Shane Stedman. And just real quick, I want to mention for David C. Sean again on his classes, Rejuvenate Your Retirement, and they're sponsored by Arapahoe Community College. And first one is Thursdays, January 23rd and 30th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. 9:30 to 11:30. All you got to do is call 303-797-5722. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.